fantastic way to end the season. You got 8 games in over 3 days, 4th place in Class C. Gosh, you played a ton of games that you lost a tough one, and then you went on a winning streak until the final loss on Sunday. But got to be proud of the way your girls played over the weekend against some very, very tough competition, didn't you?
Oh, we are, Rich. Just absolutely pleased with the way they played. We started out tough. We still put up a lot of runs. We lost to Plattsmouth Blue Lightning 12-11. We just had some miscues out in the field that led to a lot of runs, but we still scored 11, hit the ball great. And so that just put us in a loser's bracket right away, which just makes it tough, especially down to state, to come back and have to fight all the way through the loser's bracket. But losing that game, I think that was a 4:30 game on Friday, and then we didn't play till 8 the next morning. Ended up being good for us, gave us time to just put that game past us, and that's what this team has done. They've gotten really good at just moving on. And in softball, you just got to put it past you, and they're not letting one game linger. So the next morning was we ended up playing Kearney Domilico, and they were last year's 12-under Class C state champs. They're a good team, and we ended up winning that game 12-1 on Saturday morning. And then we played the GI Northwest Voyagers later on in the day on Saturday. So losing that first game, we played 3 games on Saturday, but they weren't real close together. It was an 8 o'clock game, middle of the afternoon game, and then an evening game. So they were spaced out pretty good for us. It worked out. Won that game against the Voyagers 11-1. That was one of those games that their pitchers just had a little different windup. For whatever reason, we just didn't start off hitting her very well. And she got into a groove, a rhythm, and it was we just couldn't hit. So in softball, when pitchers start doing that, they just get in that groove, they get the ball back, and they just want to throw right away. So we got to slow things down, get her out of her rhythm. We laid down some bunts, got on with that, kind of threw her off. And then our second time through the lineup, we just started hitting her. And, again, we end up winning that game 11-1. And then Saturday night, our last game, we played they're the Aftershock from the Kearney area. And it's a team we played before a couple years ago, and like when we were 10-under. And they're a good team, and we knew it would be a battle, but that's one of those games. We happened to be home down last week in Hayes. The higher seed on Sunday was always home, but here at State, every game you flip for home. So we just won the flip and was home, and it just happened that we had a lead going into the bottom of our inning with time about up. It was about 6 minutes left, and we were able to kind of not stall, but I mean, we were taking pitches till we got 2 strikes, and they end up walking a couple girls, and I don't know, the coach was getting upset. Their coach was getting upset about, no strikes being called, and she ended up getting kicked out of the game, and just it was kind of a weird ending to that game, but we held on for a win there, and time ran out, and we ended up winning 5-4, which put us into Sunday then.
And Sunday, you're tired after a lot of games Saturday, but you know darn well your kids wanted to keep playing, didn't they?
Absolutely. They were fired up. I mean, and it's one of those things, too, that I don't know how many parents actually had rooms for Saturday night. It's just one of the things, you don't want to jinx yourself so you don't get a room. And as soon as that game was over, there's a lot of people hanging around the stands trying to find a room in Hastings, and they were not easy to find. And that was kind of funny. It was just calling motel after motel and ended up finding nice rooms, but one of those things that's a last minute type thing. And we started off Sunday morning playing the St. Paul Wildcats, and they're a solid team. What was fun is that we played, just looking here, there was like 5 or 6 teams that we'd never played before down there. We got to play them at State, so that was a lot of fun. And we won that game against the Wildcats 5-4. And then we turn around and play Ponca, which is up in the northeast part of the state. And so a lot of these teams, being in 14-under, a lot of these teams, the girls are going to be freshmen or sophomores. And that Ponca team had a couple 6-footers on it, and they're just huge girls. And just again, we came out and hit the ball well, and we've just been hitting well all weekend. And we end up winning that game 5-2. And then we turn around and play this Battle Creek team. And we start off, we got the lead, and I think we're up 2-1 or 3-1 or something like that. And maybe it's 2-1, and we end up one of those things. We just Battle Creek took the lead on us. We gave it up and had a couple misplays, and I think we were down 2 or something like that, 4-2, and we just the girls never blinked. And they came out and scored 9 runs in that inning and took the lead and just never looked back and ended up winning that game 12-4. And so all these games are just back-to-back-to-back on Sunday. And so the first two games, we played a game, stayed on that field, played another game. Then we had to move fields for the Battle Creek game, just get all your gear up, move across to another field. So we came back, won that game 12-4, and what's just starting to hear things that, like in that Battle Creek game, there's I think it's a West Point team. They're waiting to play after us, and one of their coaches, and he was watching our game, and he just said he was just totally impressed talking to one of our dads, just the way that our girl just didn't even blink and just fought back and scored 9 runs in that inning after losing the lead. And I'm just impressed by our girls, because that inning was just, I don't think I've ever had an inning like that where we just hit so many bombs, just line shot after line shot in the gap, and it was everybody that was hitting was doing that, and just had excellent base running, and just a lot of things we'd worked on. The girls are just absorbing and doing well now. And then that put us into the game with Pender, and Pender ended up being the state runner-up to Bennington, and it was one of those things. We were ahead 1 going into the last inning, and we were home, and Pender just started hitting some gaps. I think we might have walked a girl. They hit a gap, and they had a couple girls on, and they hit a 3-run home run to take the lead, and it just they just had one of those innings, and we still had a chance. We were down 12-7 going in the bottom of the last inning, and girls still battled. We hit the ball hard, but just right at people, and the girls just didn't quit. And that was just pitching was good this weekend. We have Briley Morgan and Danik Havlicek pitching right now for us, and so we knew that if we got into a certain point on Saturday, that Briley was going to have to come back because it was her sister's graduation reception. So Briley pitched the game on Friday, and then the first game on Saturday, and assuming that we would win and she wouldn't be there for those other games, and we didn't have Danica pitching like 3 games back to back. And Briley pitched well, and then Danica came in and pitched those 2 other games on Saturday and pitched great. And then started Danica first game on Sunday morning, and she pitched a few innings and just got into an inning where she struggled, and Briley came in relief, got the save there, and then she pitched the next 2 complete games. And then Danica pitched the last game of the day, and it just those 2 girls just battled, and you just never know. I mean, who's got the hot hand? Who's going to have to go more than 1 game in a row? And it's fun to watch. And Rich, we just had so many plays on the field. I mean, the outfield just played great, making great catches out there. And there's so many plays that happen with these girls that don't get into the books. And cutting off a gapper and just throwing a rocket into second to keep the runner at first. We had that happen all the time. The outfielders, I know Lee Hilker made a couple diving catches out in the field. Our infield was solid. We had a few double plays, and just girls communicating with each other. I mean, they've worked so hard and done so much time that they just know where everybody's going to be, and it's just good to see. And I just say these girls just battled all weekend, and there's just no quit in them. And I'm very proud of them.
You kind of wish maybe you had 1 more tournament to go to, huh?
Well, the way we're playing, yeah, but it's just like, you know, if we're going to end, that was a nice way to end it. And I these girls, us coaches, it and on the parents, it is stressful. When you're playing that many games back-to-back, it's tough, and I got Tom Wiemers and my daughter Kelsey helping, and so Kelsey's the one, she works with pitchers, she's calling pitches, which just helps me out a ton. It's just a lot less stress for me, and there's just times we're out in the field, I'm just sitting back watching the game, talking to girls, the situation and stuff like that, and we just work so well together. I gotta thank Tom and Kelsey, and then the parents, I mean, my wife Denise just I mean, she's like the team manager, and she she hears it from me a lot, and she catches a lot of guff on trying to, especially like when we're trying to hurry in between games, the umpires are needing the new lineup, and we're trying to get it all done in the book and everything, and, you know, Denise does a lot setting up everything, and just Becky Weavers does the book, too, for games, and it's just all the parents, it's just the support we get, and it just, I mean, you just can't do this kind of stuff by yourself. It's any travel team like this, they're just, and we just have great parents, and it's just, it was just such a fun weekend, and I just, the girls were so upset. I mean, I think they just wanted to keep playing, and just, they just loved it so much, and there was a lot of tears afterwards, and you just had to tell me, I mean, they just did great, and you just made memories that you girls are going to have forever, that you're all going to be older, talking to each other and saying, remember that weekend when we won six in a row down there at State and just had to fight through the loser's bracket? And because it's just good memories. I'm very proud of them.
Now, this group will stay again in the 14s for next year, correct?
Yep. So this was Class C State, and where we finished in the top four, we're going to stay together. And if we do State again next year, we'll, in the USA, we'll have to jump to Class B, which we probably would have been Class B this year, but it was the 4th of July weekend, and we just decided this year we're just going to give Class C a chance, or a try, and it's one of those things that Class B is, if you're a first-year team and you're not, just extremely talented, Class B is really tough, because anymore, there are so many Omaha and Lincoln teams that play Class B that it is. I know one year, one of our 12 and under years down to State, I think we played five games at State, and all the teams we played were from Omaha. So there just isn't a ton of teams that play Class A, and Class B is just loaded. I know it's just loaded with Class A teams, and it's just that first year in an age division is just so hard. And it's different than it was years ago. I mean, there's a lot of really good teams in Class C, so I'm glad we did it this year, and it was just a ton of fun.
You'll be excited when the time comes around here in the springtime, come March, April, when you start, even probably before that, February, March, April, you start to thinking about getting the gloves out, getting some indoor work when it's cold outside.
Oh, absolutely. We'll be down the cage as early as we can. We'll be working with pitchers before that, and that's the thing. Whenever we try getting together, we always get a response. The girls show up, and I'm still not sure who's going to play high school softball, but especially for the pitchers, if that's something they want to do, then we're just got to put a lot of work in for that. So a year from now, when they're getting ready for high school softball, that they put in the time and just got that much better, and they'll be ready for high school.